Turning now to Lessons from Proudhon, our Pierre-Joseph Proudhon readings. And for anyone new to these pages, unaware of the flow of thought that brought us Proudhon, I encourage you to download the PDF, which is in the vicinity of the PDF for these Prince and Proudhon shows, titled, it's the last part of it is Hopkins 52, 1602-07, Hopkins 52 PDF. We were pondering, and this is about a year ago, we were pondering the notion of thoughtful decommissioning of the system of class, and we're drawn to the fact that Proudhon had thought deeply on this. And then I was given Prince, who clearly has as well. His body of work demonstrates it, and it is explicitly stated in The Rainbow Children. The guidance of both men in this moment could not be more urgent. Continuing with Pierre-Joseph Proudhon, in proportion as society becomes enlightened, royal authority diminishes, and I comment, and the Plato's tribesmen decide it's time to make the canvas clean. Please hear me, my sisters and brothers. Continuing, that is a fact to which all history bears witness, says Proudhon. At the birth of nations, men reflect and reason in vain, without methods, without principles, not knowing how to use their reason. They cannot judge of the justice of their conclusions. And I comment here, the development of thought is about call and response, we said in our March 19, 2017 show. Continuing, then the authority of kings is immense, no knowledge having been acquired with which to contradict it. And I comment, it is the power guy's determination to monopolize access to what's really happening in the world they construct in and around us that keeps us their captives. Continuing, but, says Proudhon, little by little, experience produces habits which develop into customs. Then the customs are formulated into laws to which the king, the living law, has to bow. And he's, of course, talking about the very beginnings of class. But how the power guys get around this supposed institutionalization within custom of what we want for a just world. They get around this by creating, as we just said, what is reality. What is reality is entirely fabricated now, and it's been made global. Continuing, there comes a time when customs and laws are so numerous that the will of the prince is, so to speak, entwined by the public will, and that on taking the crown, he is obliged to swear that he will govern in conformity with established customs and usages, and that he is but the executive power of a society whose laws are made independently of him. Up to this point, all is done instinctively and, as it were, unconsciously. But see where this movement must end. By means of self-instruction, says Proudhon, and the acquisition of ideas, man finally acquires the idea of science, that is, of a system of knowledge in harmony with the reality of things and inferred from observation. He searches for the science or the system of inanimate bodies, the system of organic bodies, the system of the human mind, and the system of the universe. Why should he not also search for the system of society? But having reached this height, he comprehends that political truth, or the science of politics, exists quite independently of the will of sovereigns, the opinion of majorities, and popular beliefs. That kings, ministers, magistrates, and nations, as wills, have no connection with the science and are worthy of no consideration. And my comment, as Proudhon wrote these words, Plato's tribe was giving birth to itself, establishing a path that, once emboldened with the theft of Nikola Tesla's inventions would lead to a direct confrontation with Prince, an emerging international rock star who at first had no idea of their existence, until they forced their presence on him. Now, this was a hard object they struck, despite his seeming and actual tenderness. So they misinterpreted his moves, and his influence upon their trajectory was invisible to them, i.e., they believed they had called the process that Proudhon is describing, which he calls politics, to cease. They believed they could see it crashing on the rocks of their gross duplicity. They believed it was aborted before well begun. Our understanding of the inevitable resistance of the class-bound human by means of the seeming cast-iron strategy of designing humans to obey from infancy. Prince, they saw, as but a minor inconvenience, until he would not go away, even after they murdered him. He stays. Some stick around for the aftershow to stand against them. Who and what will triumph in the end? Recall his song, The Sacrifice of the Victor. Prince told them clearly and repeatedly for over 35 years, and they call me slow. Stand in the way of love, and we will smoke you all, not with force of arms, but with force of love and with truth. Our ace Nikola and our angel Alice backing us.